Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today we're talking with Kate Murray. Very exciting Townshippers Day coming up this Saturday, September 17th, out in Brome. And we'll be talking with Kate about all the exhibitors and also the health activities. So welcome, Kate.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here to speak about things because we are very excited about Townshippers Day.
It's going to be great, and hopefully the weather will be great too, but rain or shine, it's on.
It's on, rain or shine. We've gone through all kinds of different weather conditions throughout the years, but we're positive it's going to be a great day.
That's great. Now, tell us about the exhibitors.
Well, the majority of our exhibitors are going to be in two particular buildings on the site. The main building is going to have 20 exhibitors, the majority of whom are the health resources of the area.
Mm-hmm.
The CIUS de l'Espricheuse is going to have three spots where they're going to be discussing with people different activity, different things. For example, they're going to be speaking about the users' committees that take place throughout the region, as well as services that are available in different areas. Other people in that building are going to be the Yamaska Literacy Council. We have the BMP Foundation, Maison au Diapason, which in our area here is palliative care institution, so people are going to have the opportunity to learn about that. We have the Centre de Prévention Suicide. We have Mental Health Estrie. We have Phelps Health. I mean, we've got organizations, whether it's community organizations or institutions, from around the entire region. So not only from Brome-Missisquoi, where we are located, but from other parts of the Estrie as well. And all these community and other organizations provide information in English about the services that they do offer in English. So it's a wonderful opportunity for people to get to find out about services that are available for them.
It is a wonderful opportunity because it's sometimes very hard to find services, especially in English. So this is a one-stop place.
Absolutely.
You can, yeah.
We're very, very pleased that there are so many organizations and support groups that are interested in participating.
Okay, that's wonderful.
In that building, we also have some very fine artisans. Wendy Main, who does stained glass. We have David Edmund, who writes poetry for people who are caregivers. We also have a very fine woodworker whose name is John, and I've just Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
John Murphy. He makes the most beautifully amazing things like bowls and cutting boards. He's from Sutton, and we're absolutely delighted that he's with us. Then under the grandstand, we have 27 community groups and artisans. We have the Avante Women's Center. We have the Eastern Township School Board has a booth there, as does the Lennoxville Training Center. I could read you all 27, but that doesn't make for really very interesting radio.
That's amazing.
We
though.
Also have mm-hmm. all the heritage groups present. Kwan will be present in a booth outside. The Missisquoi Museum, the Little Forks Historical Society. So we're just really totally delighted that there are so many groups available to speak with the public.
That's wonderful. So much enthusiasm. And I think we just get more people every year. Is that correct?
Well, we do. We had so many people who communicated with us last year that somehow or other they hadn't picked up on the fact that we were in Brome. So they're delighted to make up for the fact that they missed out last year by coming again. And I have to say that working with Nancy Page, who's on the local organizing committee from here in Knowlton, has been a delight. She's been a really terrific person to work with.
Good. Now, interesting, the Hero in 30, the CPR, would you like to talk a bit about that?
Well, I actually did participate in one of these programs about a year and a half ago, and it's fascinating. It's where you're given a demonstration and have a chance to actually practice the technique of doing some CPR in a 30-minute time period. So it's to give the absolute basics of what can be done to help someone else recover while or be maintained, I should mm-hmm. say, while you're waiting for the first responders to arrive. So they're going to be giving some indications of doing the compressions, and you get a chance to practice it. In the program, I'm not sure if we're going to have the opportunity in this program, but we also, when the program I took, did a little practice on the Heimlich maneuver. So that was kind of a very special opportunity. So these demonstrations are going to be taking place throughout the entire day between 9 and 5. And that activity is going to take place in the arena of the site, mm-hmm. Which is the same building that the silent auction was.
Okay, same building as the silent auction.
Yep.
Okay, that's great. So I guess there's lots of signs. It's easy to find everything.
It's easy to find everything, and I know you guys are going to be present mm-hmm. on site too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be very interesting, and we will also have a group of firefighters from the combined area in the region, and they're going to be on site showing off their equipment and answering any questions that people have about what happens in times of emergency.
Wow, so much information and so much fun, too, all in the same place.
It really is going to be a lot of fun. I know we're speaking about the exhibitors and everything, but mm-hmm. There's going to be the Rainbow Cloggers and the Brome Square Dancers and music going on all day, so I'd really encourage people to get there nice and early at 9 o'clock and enjoy the day.
Good. It's something for the whole family, educational, and a lot of fun, too.
Absolutely. You're right. For the whole family, there is, in the children's area, a petting zoo and a bouncy farm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be quite entertaining as well.
Good. Well, sounds fantastic, Kate. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Well, yes, I should have mentioned there's going to be an example of sheep shearing. And one of the local groups that hooks rugs is going to be giving a demonstration about that, and we'll have chairs set up so that people can watch that. So I'd encourage people to check out the website on tday.ca and check out all the exciting things that are going to be happening.
Sounds wonderful. Well, thanks very much, Kate, and hope
to
see you there.
I'm delighted to speak with you and your listeners.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Have a nice day. Bye.
Take care.